From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The militant group Hamas has rejected Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's call for an end to violent attacks against Israel. Hamas vowed to keep up its attacks and to avenge the death of one of its members shot by Israeli soldiers today in the West Bank city of Hebron. Troops also killed two other Palestinians, one a 12-year-old boy, in the Gaza Strip. The mounting pressure on Arafat to shut down the militant factions has sparked a debate among Palestinians over the future of the conflict and the future of Arafat himself. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza City.
There are few places in the Palestinian territories where the prospects for a normal life seem more remote than the Gaza Strip. By day, the 1.1 million Palestinians wedged into this narrow scrap of land face soaring unemployment and the constant presence of Israeli soldiers, blocking roads, bulldozing homes, and arresting militants. And by night, bomb and missile attacks destroy the infrastructure of the Palestinian police and security forces. It's in this atmosphere, and under intense international pressure, that Yasser Arafat is pledging to end the attacks that have killed more than 200 Israelis in the past 15 months. Hamas complains that Arafat is giving the Israelis free rein and telling the Palestinians not to defend themselves. Nabil, a 30-year-old Hamas member who asked that his last name not be used, says Hamas will never give up the armed struggle so long as the occupation continues. But he says the Palestinian Authority has a role to play in that struggle. The Palestinian Authority represents the political side of our resistance and struggle, he says, and the authority should be standing solidly with its own people. But right now, Arafat is not doing that. Nabil says Hamas will keep up the attacks even if they threaten Arafat's hold on power. But in the next breath, he says, any outside pressure that topples Arafat will only rally all Palestinians to his cause. I'm warning Israel not to touch Arafat, he says. Even with his weakness now and all the misguided actions against fellow Palestinians, the authority still has some control. And if that control is lost, it will blow up. The violence and bloodshed up until now will seem like nothing. Israel says the difficult position Arafat now finds himself in is largely of his own making, because for years he failed to live up to his commitment to halt the violence. And there are some Palestinians who agree, even as they condemn the Israeli occupation as the root cause of the violence. Former Arafat spokesman Marwan Kanafani says it's long past time to be arresting those militants who target civilians, not because Israel demands it, but because the Palestinian Authority is supposed to stand for the rule of law.
Some arrests are taking place, and this is a step that was long due. We should have done that long time ago.
Palestinian analyst and television commentator Hassan Al-Gashif has been a critic of the authority, speaking out against corruption within its ranks, among other things. Gashif says there was a time when Arafat was brilliantly suited to his role as a leader, but his very strength, the ability to navigate among competing forces without committing himself too closely to any one of them, has finally left him without strong allies and with few options. Gashif wonders if Arafat is capable of steering yet another middle course that completely satisfies no one, or if he's coming down to the end of a long career, facing only bitter choices.
He said to Clinton, Camp David, if I am going to die, I prefer to be killed by the Israeli army, not by the Palestinian people.
At the moment, Israel says Arafat is not a target. Hamas militants say they're rejecting Arafat's call to end the violence, but they continue to recognize him as the symbol of the Palestinian struggle. In the end, people here say they are not at all certain where their leader may be taking them, and that's troubling. But they agree that if Israelis want to deal with the Palestinians, they'll have to deal with Yasser Arafat. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza City.